Let's go to the fan hotline. She covers the Browns for the Plain Dealer and Cleveland.com. And she was as befuddled as the rest of us yesterday when Kevin Stefanski wouldn't just give a clear answer. She's Mary Kay Cabot. Hi, Mary Kay.
How are you, Mary Kay?
Hey, guys. How are you doing?
We are well. We're in baseball playoff mode. We're fired up. When are you leaving for London?
I am actually leaving tonight.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Have a great time. That's wonderful. I hope you can mix in some fun along with your work. I hope the Browns can mix in some fun. This team doesn't seem like it's having a whole lot of fun right now, Mary Kay.
Well, what they need to do, obviously, is to stop giving the games away and to stop turning the ball over. And that's why they were able to beat the Packers the week before, because even though they weren't scoring, they were not giving the game away. And then they reverted in this past game in Detroit to giving the game away again. And that's why I think they will at least seriously consider making a quarterback change. Don't know if they're going to do it for sure, but they have to at least think about it.
If Mary Kay Cabot were the head coach of the Cleveland Browns, would she make a quarterback change?
I would right now. I would, because I just think that this team needs some kind of a spark. And the easiest and best way to figure out if a quarterback change would help and make a big difference is to actually go ahead and do it and see what it looks like when you put it out on the grass. So I would do it just to see. Sometimes that can shake things up, wake up, you know, your supporting cast a little bit, infuse some new life into your defense. So, yeah, I would go ahead and do it, because you can run a little bit of a different offense with Dillon Gabriel. You can run some more of the keepers and the RPOs and the QB movement stuff that you can't really do with Joe Flacco. And that can open things up. I think it would just be a zippier, faster offense overall.
Mary Kay, was Kevin, do you think they're still deciding what to do with his unwillingness to name or to give anything decisive yesterday about the quarterback? Or did the guys not know yet? He hadn't talked to the players, the team. Why do you think he was just so vague about it yesterday?
Well, usually they don't tell the players until Tuesday. So if they are making a switch, that will probably happen today. And then who knows, something could leak out here or there. It often does. So a lot of times those decisions do get made on Tuesday after you review all of the film. So that's one thing. And then the other thing is, yes, maybe they wanted to debate it some more and to talk about it. I don't know if that's the case, but it certainly seems plausible that they would want to give it some more thought and make sure that they're doing the right thing. Because in addition to starting Dillon in London, you would be starting him in Pittsburgh the next week. And then also you have to decide what you want to do at backup quarterback. Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of decisions that go into this.
You asked about the backup quarterback yesterday, and Kevin didn't want to go there either. If you're the Browns, let's just say you start Dillon Gabriel, which I expect them to do. Mary Kay, I think you expect them to do as well. Is that an accurate assessment?
I do expect them to. But, you know, there could also be some gamesmanship going on here. And I don't really know, but that could be a factor as well. I mean, it's important for them to go win this game in London. I think it's a winnable game for them if they don't turn the ball over. And if they can get to 2-3 with everything that's going on right now in the AFC North, I think that's vitally important. So there could be a little bit of subterfuge going on as well.
Would you expect Flacco to be the backup, or would you expect Sanders to be the backup?
Well, I would make Joe Flacco the backup right now, because I do still think that that Shador is coming up the learning curve, and I don't know if he is ready to be one play away from going in and starting and playing that much football just yet. Again, there's only one way to find out, and I know they do want to see at some point what he can do. I just don't know if that time is now. I probably would install Joe as the backup, but I don't know. I guess that they would probably give some thought to making Shador the number two. I don't know if that's true, though. I really don't.
Okay. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland.com, and the Plain Dealer joining us on the Fan Hotline. Mary Kay, is there any, I don't know if change or of reps or change of targets or anything like that taking place when it comes to Jerry Jeudy? Because, boy, oh boy, these drops are just painful to watch him deal with.
Well, remember, when Kevin talked to us on Monday, he mentioned that precision is a big part of the passing game. And if your quarterback is under siege and things are not going the way that everybody wants them to go and the timing is off and those kinds of things, then that's going to affect your receiving core. And that's another reason why I do say that I think maybe a change is in order. Because if they are running a little bit of a different kind of an offense, if they're getting Dylan out and around, moving about and, you know, just running some RPOs and different things like that, it might open things up and loosen things up for your receivers. There's a lot of pressure on Jerry Jeudy right now, especially with Sed Tillman out. You know, teams can really focus on him and double him and send safety help. And he isn't playing his best ball right now, but I think there are a lot of factors that go into it. Now, when you just have a flat-out drop like he did the other day, he knows that was completely, entirely on him. But some of them have not been all on him. They've been passes that were just a little bit off, and the precision wasn't there. So I do wonder if he might not fare better if they try to shake it up a bit.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us. If you're the defense, Mary Kay, how are you? Is your attitude good? Are you able to hang in there knowing that your offense has put up 17, 16, 13, and 10 points in four games? What do you sense out of the D?
Well, they are professionals, and I think they're doing a really, really good job of holding it together. But even Grant Delpit uttered the words that no one ever really wants to say and after the game, and that was, yes, it is hard not to get frustrated when they have a championship caliber defense. They really do. This is a defense that can help a team get to the Super Bowl if it had the right kind of an offense with it. And he did note that it is difficult not to get frustrated. He didn't say he was frustrated. He just said it's hard not to be. So I think that tells you right there how those guys are truly feeling. They're doing everything that they possibly can. And yes, they can do more. They didn't get a sack in that game, and they let up a lot of rushing yards in that game. So they can do more, of course, but it would help a lot if they had an offense to match.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us on the Fan Hotline. So they make the trade for Cam Robinson yesterday. Do you see that as the left tackle for this week, or do you think they bring him along slowly?
Not sure if he'll be able to be ready for this week. If they can get him ready, I think that would be helpful. And, you know, he did start a game for the Texans this season. So, he should be in game shape and all that kind of stuff. So if they can get him up to speed on their scheme and their blocking schemes and all that kind of stuff, then perhaps he can be ready to play. But it would be a quick turnaround, a very, very quick turnaround in a week when you also, have to move and get up here and then get to London. So not really sure, but I think that is probably the goal.
Mary Kay, you and I have talked about the wide receiving situation for years, and we both thought it was thin, as it stood coming out of camp and going into the season. Now you lose Sed Tillman for weeks, as Kevin said. What do they do there?
Well, the younger guys, Isaiah Bond and Jamari Thrash, are really going to have to step up. This is their chance. And then someone will come up from the practice squad. Caden Davis will probably come up. Maybe you even give Gage a little bit of a chance. But these guys, these young guys, have really got to show out now, and that's what it's going to take. And Isaiah Bond is really kind of starting to heat up, so I think that's good for him. And same thing with Jamari. So these guys just have to be ready to go. They're on the team for a reason. They are on an NFL roster because they are supposed to be ready to go out there and perform when their number is called, and now that's what they're going to have to do.
Could you see a scenario where they make the type of deal that they made yesterday to bring in Cam Robinson, to bring in a veteran at wide receiver?
I don't really feel that way right now, but anything can happen in a situation like this. Anything can happen. I do think that they probably want to go with the guys that they have and really see what they can do. So I think that would be their first choice, but they're always open to opportunities. And if something presents itself, they will definitely examine it.
So Mary Kay, before I lay all of this out, I just want you to know, you can answer this with, And that is a perfectly acceptable answer.
This is going to get good, Mary Kay.
So, all right, you are more than welcome to go on the tail end of this. Where have all the deep shots gone in this offense? And the only reason I bring that up is because when Joe Flacco came here initially, they were under center. They were running a whole bunch of bootlegs and all of that stuff and playing with backup offensive linemen, and they were still able to push the ball down the field on those deep out routes, those deep curls, deep shots, all of that kind of stuff, and get the ball to Amari Cooper in those situations and get the ball to the other wide receivers to find success. Heck, Elijah Moore had a showing when Joe Flacco was here, and that has all just completely disappeared from this offense. Where has it gone, and why are they not pushing the ball down the field so that you can stretch that dome that these teams are putting over the Browns? It's mind-numbing.
I think one of the things is there was a big point of emphasis on not turning the ball over this season. They just didn't want Joe Flacco to be throwing interceptions. So they were not going to have him throwing a whole bunch of low percentage deep shots down the field, especially when he did not necessarily have his timing and chemistry down with, let's say, a Jerry Jeudy the way that he did with Amari Cooper. And it did even take a little bit of time with Amari Cooper. The other thing is they were going against some very inferior pass defenses when Joe Flacco played here in 2023.
That's a good
they were
point.
They were going against some of the worst pass defenses in the NFL, especially in those last couple of games, where he and Amari Cooper were just taking advantage of some tremendous, tremendous mismatches. And then the other thing is Jerry Jeudy is the kind of receiver who is just, he's much better at getting open than he is at winning the contested catch. So it's a little bit different than it was with Amari, where you knew that Amari was going to beat his man one-on-one in a contested situation. So when you have that, coupled with the fact that you're going against maybe some of the inferior pass defenses, you can take some of those shots. And things were just different back then. Joe was different back then. The supporting cast was different back then. So I think those are some of the factors.
Thank you for finding logic in my grumpy ramblings.
Have a safe trip. Have a great trip. And get some sightseeing in if you're able to.
I will try.
Thank you, Mary Kay.
Appreciate it, Mary Kay.
Thank you, guys.